papalaki-laki ng ngalan mo ay manatili.
Diocese, there is a cathedral. In Manila, you have a cathedral. Each diocese, Hong Kong, do you know where the cathedral is? Do you know where? Have you been there? Yes or no? Have you been there? Raise your hand. Cathedral of the Hong Kong Diocese. Nobody went. Nobody. You invited the cardinal every year to come for confirmation, and you don't know. Oh, but he's not in the evening time. You don't know where's the cathedral? No? Cane Road. I think you know St. Joseph Church, no? Just walking distance, 15 minutes from St. Joseph Church to cathedral. Each diocese is a cathedral. So St. John Lateran is a cathedral for the Rome diocese. But you might ask, what about St. Peter's Basilica? It was later on. Because the place of a cathedral is the place where people are living. St. John is a church name. Lateran is by the side of the river. So this is St. John by the side of the river Tabor. So this is St. John Lateran. That's originally. But later on, when they discovered the tomb of Peter in the cemetery, Vatican originally was a cemetery. So they find out the tomb there. So for the tomb, they built first a small basilica of St. Peter. And then later on, for three times, now the biggest one, the 16th century, there's a Greek basilica of St. Peter. But that's not the parish, that's not a cathedral for Broom. Still, St. John Lateran. Why we celebrate this feast? This is symbolic. Because it is the true, it's a parish, it's a cathedral of the Pope. Unity with the church. He's the church. He is the head of the Roman diocese and also head of the all churches. So that's why we have a special meaning to celebrate the dedication of this church. Unity is a main, it's a key word. Many times when you think unity means united with the other churches, Christian churches, no. First of all, united with ourselves. Of course, church members. First of all, don't quarrel. Don't quarrel. Don't make quarrel. Don't make enemy one another. If you speak evil against one another, already you're not being in church. And second, and very more important, is to build the inner church with yourself. This morning we have a meditation on the diary of Sister Faustina. Very, very important to have this kind of inner silence to build this inner relationship with Jesus Christ. The outside world make us distracted. You can't have this kind of dialogue, listening and speaking. Prayer means you speak and listen. That's how the Mass is the time of rest, time of saying prayer, saying praise, time of silence and listening. God speaks any moment if you have a silent heart. Even when you're listening now, with this silence of heart, God speaks to you through the scriptures, through the preaching, even sometimes through the action. Sister Faustina, many times through elevation of the host, she saw Jesus as an infant Jesus coming out to her. If you have the heart, you have the same experience as Faustina. We are going to build this church. It's a church on a living stone, your heart, not the stone of the house. It's a living stone. That's why Peter, the letter of Peter, from first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 5, they built up like a living stones into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. That means we are all called to build this, not outward building, inner building. What St. Teresa of Avila is saying, inner castle, strong castle, put things of outside world apart. Keep this holy place, only you with the Lord. That's we have to build this castle, we have to build this spiritual house, and then form a holy priesthood. The priesthood is the one who offers his life for others. So we are all called to offer whatever you suffered during the day, during the months, during the years, offer it. Together with Jesus, you offer for sinners, for repentance. That's why we are being in one church. This church is living church. When we love one another, this is a promise, I'm here. And that's the church. So today we celebrate the feast, the dedication of St. John Lateran. That means to say we are reminded to build this living church. In the place where you're living, in the boys you're looking after, build this church intercommunion with the heart of Jesus. Although they are Buddhists, or they don't believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Jesus didn't promise where two or three Catholics are united. He said, where two or three are united in my name. That means when you, first of all, love this person, where there is no love, you show love, and you will find love. That's the idiom for our Christianity. Nothing more. The simple. Be simple. Be loving. Be listening. And be humble. That's all. Little things make big things. That's one of the big words of Mother Teresa of Avila, or Calcutta, no? Do small things, but with a big heart. Or we can say, do little things, you bring big things. Because that's the church. Some people, they enjoy coming to this church because they feel the presence. Thank you, because you live in this area, you live this spiritual unity. Jesus' presence is here. 2 days ago, there's a young man, he's not Catholic. At night, he comes into the church in prayer. I see, oh, what are you doing here? He said, I'm going to pray. Got something wrong? I pray. He's not like not Christian at all. So, okay. So why don't you go inside? We have the Blessed Sacrament. You can pray inside. Okay, okay. He went inside. He doesn't know what Jesus is. I just invited him to be there. Jesus will look after him, of course. Yesterday, he came back. He told me, Father, I got a solution. Okay, thank you. So why don't you come to church? Like, why going to attend Mass? Okay, okay, okay. You see, this is how Jesus is attracting people. They like to come here because they kind of feel a presence of silence, a presence of His presence. Attracted them. Nobody is here. They're not attracted by you or by me. Just come in this darkness, but there's a presence, His presence. Now, I'm not sure whether he continued to come. But anyway, you can see, Jesus is inviting. You do just little parts. Jesus will do the rest. So this gentleman come to this church because maybe you are offering your prayer. Maybe you got hardship in your work. You cried so many times. Your tears make a mercy on this person. God, through you, help this person. We are being a church in one mind, one heart. Nothing less and nothing more. We are all come together. Nobody is great or small. We are all priests. I share the priesthood in a ministerial way. You share the priesthood in a lively way. We are the priests. That was imposed. St. Peter says, first letter, St. Peter, chapter 2, verse 5, be built up like living stones into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.